How, then, should we educate our young?
First, treat them as spirits. They are spirits entering a physical body. That is not an easy thing for a spirit to do. Not an easy thing for a spirit to get used to. It is very confining, very limiting. So the child will cry out at suddenly being so limited. Hear this cry. Understand it. And give your children as much of a sense of unlimitedness as you possibly can. Next, introduce them to the world you have created with gentleness and care. Be full of care. That is to say, be careful of what you put into their memory storage units. Children remember everything they see, everything they experience. Why do you spank your children the moment they exit the womb? Do you really imagine this is the only way to get their engines going? Why do you take your babies away from their mothers minutes after they have been separated from the only life form they have known in all of their present existence? Will not the measuring and the weighing and the prodding and the poking wait for just a moment while the newly born experience the safety and the comfort of that which has given it life? Why do you allow some of the earliest images to which your child is exposed to be images of violence? Who told you this was good for your children? And why do you hide images of love? Why do you teach your children to be ashamed and embarrassed of their own bodies and their functions by shielding your own body from them and telling them not to ever touch themselves in ways which pleasure them? What message do you send them about pleasure? And what lessons about the body? Why do you place your children in schools where competition is allowed and encouraged, where being the best and learning the most is rewarded, where performance is graded and moving at one's own pace is barely tolerated? What does your child understand from this? Why do you not teach your children of movement and music and the joy of art and the mystery of fairy tales and the wonder of life? Why do you not bring out what is naturally found in the child rather than seek to put in what is unnatural to the child? And why do you not allow your young ones to learn logic and critical thinking and problem solving and creation using the tools of their own intuition and their deepest inner knowing rather than the rules and the memorized systems and conclusions of a society which has already proven itself to be wholly unable to evolve by these methods, yet continues to use them? Finally, teach concepts, not subjects. Devise a new curriculum and build it around three core concepts: awareness, honesty, responsibility. Teach your children these concepts from the earliest age. Have them run through the curriculum until the final day. Base your entire educational model upon them. Birth all instruction deep within them.
I don't understand what that would mean.
It means everything you teach would come from within these concepts.
Can you explain that? How would we teach the three R's?
From the earliest primers to your more sophisticated readers, all tales, stories, and subject matter would revolve around the core concepts. That is, they would be stories of awareness, stories dealing with honesty, stories about responsibility. Your children would be introduced to the concepts, injected into the concepts, immersed in the concepts. Writing tasks, likewise, would revolve around these core concepts and others which are attendant to them as the child grows in the ability to self-express. Even computation skills would be taught within this framework. Arithmetic and mathematics are not abstractions, but are the most basic tools in the universe for living life. The teaching of all computation skills would be contextualized within the larger life experience in a way which draws attention to and places focus upon the core concepts and their derivatives.
What are these derivatives?
Well, to use a phrase which your media people have made popular, they are the spin-offs.
The entire educational model can be based on these spin-offs, replacing the subjects in your present curriculum, which teach basically facts.
For instance?
Well, let's use our imagination. What are some of the concepts which are important to you in life?
Well, I would say honesty, as you have said.
Yes, go ahead. That's a core concept.
And fairness, that's an important concept to me.
Good. Any others?
Treating others nicely, that's one. I don't know how to put that into a concept.
Go on, just let the thoughts flow.
Getting along, being tolerant, not hurting others, seeing others as equal. Those are all things I would hope I could teach
Good.
My children.
Excellent. Keep going.
Believing in yourself. That's a good one. And, wait, there's one coming. Yeah, that's it. Walking in dignity. I guess I would call it walking in dignity. I don't know how to put that into a better concept either, but it has to do with the way one carries oneself in one's life, the way one honors others, and the path others are taking.
This is good stuff. This is all good stuff. You're getting down to it now. And there are many other such concepts, which all children must deeply understand if they are to evolve and grow into complete human beings. Yet you do not teach these things in your schools. These are the most important things in life. These things we now are talking of. But you do not teach them in school. You do not teach what it means to be honest. You do not teach what it means to be responsible. You do not teach what it means to be aware of other people's feelings and respectful of other people's paths. You say it is up to parents to teach these things. Yet parents can only pass on what has been passed on to them. And the sins of the father have been visited upon the son. So you are teaching in your homes the same stuff your parents taught you in their homes.
So, what's wrong with that?
As I keep saying repeatedly here, taken a look at the world lately?
You keep bringing us back to that. You keep making us look at that. But all of that isn't our fault. We can't be blamed for the way the rest of the world is.
It's not a question of blame. It's a question of choice. And if you are not responsible for the choices humankind has been making and keeps making, who is?
Well, we can't keep making ourselves responsible for all of it.
I tell you this. Until you are willing to take responsibility for all of it, you cannot change any of it. You cannot keep saying they did it, and they are doing it. And if only they would get it right. Remember the wonderful line from Walt Kelly's comic strip character Pogo, and never forget it. We have met the enemy, and they is us.
We've been repeating the same mistakes for hundreds of years, haven't we?
For thousands of years, my son. You've been making the same mistakes for thousands of years. Humankind has not evolved in its most basic instincts much beyond the caveman era. Yet every attempt to change that is met with scorn. Every challenge to look at your values and maybe even restructure them is greeted with fear and then anger. Now along comes an idea for me to actually teach higher concepts in schools. Oh boy. Now we're really treading on thin ice. Still, in highly evolved societies, that is exactly what is done.
Yes, but the problem is not all people agree on these concepts, on what they mean. That's why you can't teach them in our schools. Parents go nuts when you try to introduce these things into the curriculum. They say you're teaching values and that the school has no place in such instruction.
They are wrong. Again, based on what you say as a race of people that you're trying to do, which is build a better world. They are wrong. Schools are exactly the place for such instruction, precisely because schools are detached from parents' prejudices, precisely because schools are separated from parents' preconceived notions. You've seen what has resulted on your planet from the passing down of values from parent to child. Your planet is a mess. You don't understand the most basic concepts of civilized societies. You don't know how to solve conflict without violence. You don't know how to live without fear. You don't know how to act without self-interest. You don't know how to love without condition. These are basic, basic understandings, and you have not even begun to approach a full comprehension of them, much less implement them, after thousands and thousands of years.